I dreamed there was an angel who could hear me through the wall. As I cried out like in Latin, this is so not life at all. Help me out of this nightmare, then I heard her silver call. She said, just give it time, kid, I come to one and all. She said,
this is New York Public Radio. I'm Amy Eddings. Teen sex, neighborhood gentrification, and the world's most popular nanny. Those were just some of the subjects focused on in the productions nominated for this year's Tony Awards. The 2007 nominations were announced this morning at the New York Public Library for the Performing Arts. David Cody is the theater editor at Time Out New York, and he's been watching New York stages throughout the year. Welcome to WNYC.
Thanks, Amy.
The musical Spring Awakening led the pack. It got 11 nominations, including Best Musical. How did Teen Sex get so hot on Broadway, or should I be even asking that question?
Well, certainly shows in the past, such as Hair and Rent, have shown that there's an audience for for youth counterculture and rock. It's got a score by Duncan Sheik, who's a sort of well-known pop songwriter, singer, and it's a great score. I mean, it's a score that you could actually imagine hearing these songs coming out of the radio.
Huh. It's also very edgy. Sex on stage,
yeah.
Abortion, teen suicide, coming out as a homosexual.
Yeah.
Does this give hope to other edgy productions? Do tourists coming to New York want to see this?
Frankly, if family's coming from another part of the country and they happen to, say, have, you know, strong religious beliefs, there's plenty in the show that could offend them. I mean, there's simulated masturbation on stage, there's partial nudity, there's underage sex, there's open discussion of homosexuality, stuff which, you know, certain people might find, you know, offensive to their values. So it's hard to, it is a tricky show to sell to, like, the family. It's not a family show, really.
And was anyone shafted this year?
Well, in one category, in the Best New Musical category, Legally Blonde was not nominated, which was kind of a surprise to people. I mean, the Best New Musical nominees are Grey Gardens, Spring Awakening, Curtains, and Mary Poppins, the new Disney show, which was kind of a surprise because it wasn't very well liked by many of the critics. I thought it was pretty good. Yeah, but Legally Blonde won't be up for Best Musical, which is really, from a producer's standpoint, it's a real shame because they want to have, if they have a chance of winning that Best Musical award, that's a big sort of audience leverage tool. And then also if you go touring on a national scale.
Broadway in 2007 was a year of revivals and British imports. How healthy is Broadway overall?
It's, in a way, it's more like the British imports, which are, I guess, disturbing. They write these plays that are unabashedly political and intelligent, tackling difficult, sometimes esoteric subjects. You don't see a lot of American playwrights doing that, at least not enough. So even though it's great to see these plays on Broadway, it is a little worrisome that we're not seeing more American playwrights handling, you know, big topics, doing history plays, doing, you know, plays with a sort of scope that Angels in America had about, what was that, 13 years ago?
Right. So place your bets. Best play, best musical, who's going to win?
I think it's fairly safe to place your bets on The Coast of Utopia for best play, even though it could get a challenge from August Wilson's Radio Golf. It is his final play, and the Tony voters may think to give him sort of an award that sums up a lifetime achievement. As far as best musical, I think Spring Awakening is a shoe-in. Grey Gardens may pose a little bit of a challenge, but I think there's a lot of love for Spring Awakening, and the momentum of the show just keeps on going.
We're going to wrap up with some of the music from Spring Awakening, and we've been speaking with David Cody, the theater editor at Time Out New York. Thanks for joining us on WNYC.
Thanks, Amy.
The Tony Awards ceremony takes place on Sunday, June 10th at Radio City Music Hall. You're listening to WNYC.